Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, time and time again, I see people mess up. And I see people get together with their soulmate or their true love after years apart, after breaking up, after a failed relationship with them, because they didn't do their homework. You need to do your homework. And it blows my mind how obtuse people are when they go out there and date. So when I hear from people saying, oh, it didn't work out, this person didn't like me, it didn't work out. Well, why didn't it work out? Well, they were too clingy, or they were too needy, or they wouldn't give me my space, or they thought I was cheating on them, or they do your homework. Learn the person first. Do not assume that whoever you are dating or whoever you are with is exactly previous people you dated. That is mistake number one. And there's some articles out there. There's always articles every day on, you know, how to keep your relationship strong, how to get a date, how to keep a date. Remember, a lot of your New Year's resolutions, for those of you single, was to get a girlfriend or get a boyfriend or get a partner. If you're making the same mistake that you made in 2022, you're not going to find a date in 2023. So that first date is a get to know you. It also allows you to see red flags and get the hell out of there. And red flags could be, I think there was a Czechoslovakia study saying the top red flags are people being dirty, maybe having an STD, having gross habits, if they're clingy, if they're promiscuous, if they have a lack of interest in you, if they have an addiction might be a red flag, if they seem to be unmotivated. So you might meet somebody and they don't have a job. They cheated on their last, relationship, or they both had an open relationship, or, you know, and that might, you know, you might want to get the hell out of there. Or you might like the fact that they don't have a job. Maybe they'll be there more for the home, taking care of the kids. Maybe, you know, they don't have these career aspirations, but you do, so they could support your career as you support them in their other aspirations. So that first date is a get to know you. And one question nobody likes to ask, which I think they should ask, is what happened in your previous relationships? When we interview you for jobs, we'll ask what happened with your last job. Why? Well, because we want to, one, see if you're truthful, and two, we want to see if you'll be a good fit for our job. If you say, oh, man, the boss wouldn't give me extra time off, and you know, we had to work 8 to 5, and he wouldn't let us out early, and you're like, well, I don't usually let you out early. You know, we need somebody to stay until the hours of the place close. Then that could be a red flag. But if they're like, oh, well, this person, you know, stole, and then, you know, I had to say something, and then they thought I was a snitch. You know, it really gets to, it allows you to peer into who that applicant is. Well, same thing with the relationship. You know, why did your last relationship break up? What happened? And if they say something very esoteric, oh, well, he just wasn't right for me, or she just wasn't right for me. Okay, you know, do you want to expand on that? If it hurts, you don't have to talk about it, but do you want to expand? You know, if they go, well, I was cheated on. All right, well, then you know this person is going to come into your relationship being a little reluctant and looking for signs of cheating. If the person goes, I'm always cheated on. Every single person I dated, I got cheated on. Well, then, no, they're really going to be up your butt. You know, checking your phones, checking your texts, checking your... They're going to be on you. So, you know, do your homework. Find out who it is you have. You know, some people feel that you're being disinterested, you're being aloof, you're blowing them off. Other people don't like it because you're clingy. I've dated guys who were just too clingy. And I remember telling one, I go, it's just too much. You want me to meet your parents already? We've only been out twice. It was such a turnoff. And I told him that. I go, I'm getting turned off because it's just too much. And luckily that ended. It was just, I just didn't want to meet the parents. Not after two dates. It was weird. But then you have others where you don't hear from them for once every few months. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I want to go out on a Saturday night. So see ya. And I understand a lot of people don't want to bring up that they have herpes. A lot of people don't want to bring up that they cheated, that they fell in love with somebody at work. They hooked up. It was a mistake. I get that. You know, but, you know, make sure you understand who you're with, because too often people fake it and they fake it and they hide their crazy or they hide things. And then all of a sudden, you're 6 months into a relationship, a year into the relationship, and all of a sudden the jealousy comes out, or the clinginess comes out, or the disinterest, or the promiscuity, and then the relationship fails. We don't have time. We don't have time to lose 6 months to a year before your partner shows their true colors or you show their true colors. Life is too short. And we're going to be talking about some of the recent losses we've had that, you know, you just don't know what you have, and we waste so much time. So, you know, if you find somebody you like, don't rush it, don't be having them meet the parents, but make sure you don't always hide something. If you are concerned they're going to cheat on you, just get that out there in the open and say, look, I've been cheated on, and so my confidence is a little rattled. And I don't want to look like I, you know, am going to be suspicious of, but, you know, I might need that reassurance every now and then. That's fine. A lot of us do. You know, so, but when you do go on a date, you know, please look at hygiene. Please, you know, check your teeth. You know, make sure you don't have boogies in your nose. Check your nails. A lot of people forget about their nails. Just check your nails. Make sure your nails are clean. You know, if you do have any eczema, one of you wrote me because you had eczema cuts on your hands and you had a date and you're like, how do you heal it up quick? Because she's going to think you have like bloody hands. Well, they get your eczema dealt with, okay? Maybe wear gloves outside, sometimes some steroid cream. So, but just, like I said, do your homework, prep a little bit. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you have had questions about the high school student who was playing flag football and collapsed on the field and then subsequently died after having cardiac arrest. And a correction I have to make, when we first got the news, we weren't told of its gender, and now we're told it was a female, Ashari Hughes. She was only 16 years old at the time, and many parents, of course, were concerned and worried, and, you know, what could have happened. It was flag football. Different mechanism of action, we're assuming, from Damari Hamlin, who safety bills had sustained a blow to the chest before undergoing his cardiac arrest, which we believe happened, although still not confirmed what the exact cause of his cardiac arrest was. But with Damari Hamlin, we think it was a commotio cordis blow to the chest at the wrong time in a cycle that caused his heart to go into an abnormal rhythm and stop. So people asked if the same thing happened to Ashari. Ashari, from what we understand, may she rest in peace, so tragically died because of a possible congenital anomaly, something that was off with her heart and different from the normal development. This has, again, caused many people to ask, what's the screening protocol? How could this be missed in 16 years? So let me explain what happened. So we are being told from the Clark County Coroner's Office that she had an anomalous origin of the right coronary artery from the left coronary sinus of Valsalva. So the anomalous origin of the right coronary artery. Your coronary arteries, their job is to feed the heart. Your heart gets blood in it because it pumps. But what feeds, what keeps the heart oxygenated? Well, you have to have arteries. They're called coronary arteries. And they branch off the aorta and a sinus of that, and then it feeds the heart. Of that sinus, that carotid sinus, the right coronary artery comes off the right part of it, the left from the left. We believe in her case, they were both on the left side. Even though the artery fed the right side of the heart and did so for 16 years, it was in a position that made it more vulnerable to possibly not getting good flow or having spasm or being kinked or something. And so when you have high activity, high stress, a fast heartbeat, any sort of compromise in the blood flow can cause that part of the heart to stop as a heart attack and then cause the heart to stop and arrest. Not all cardiac arrests are from heart attacks. So they believe she had some sort of attack to the right side of her heart because of that right coronary artery being anomalous or not normal or developed normally or embryologically not formed normally, that she ended up when she was in high activity not able to produce enough flow for the heart that it needed at the time. It is rare, and the majority of these cases are congenital. They will happen at birth or happen in development. And it doesn't always have to be the right coronary artery, the left, the circumflexes, the anterior descending artery. There's a bunch of different vessels that could possibly be created anomalously. It could start in the wrong part of the aorta. It could be, be in the wrong place. So it's something that of her anomaly, it is one of the more common ones, but it's not very common. So coming out of the wrong aortic sinus of Valsalva is what we think happened. Her right coronary artery should have come from the right side and instead came from the left. That can unfortunately cause issues with her flow. Up to 1% of the population has this. And many people do fine. As long as the blood flow isn't restricted, many of them do fine. Many of them have no symptoms at all. You may never hear a murmur in some cases. In other cases, they may have a murmur, they may have shortness of breath, they may have chest pain, they may have fainting, fatigue, dizziness, lack of ability to exert themselves during activity. So the next question is how was this not picked up? Well, if she didn't have a murmur, and if she didn't have any symptoms, and her heart exam sounded normal, when we do sports physicals, oftentimes it should be in a quiet room. Family should be kept quiet. Chatter, no chatter, not even to a minimum. So the physician or the medical provider could listen to the heart. Have them Valsalva, have them squat, listen to them in different, it should be a very thorough heart exam. And if they don't hear a murmur, they may not pick up on that sort of anomaly. Our physical exams can pick up on a lot of cardiac anomalies, such as valvular issues, regurgitation, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. But if you have an anomalous coronary artery, it's really small, you know, and the heart is still pumping and compensating well, there's a chance that the doctor or the medical provider couldn't hear it. Now, I've talked to you about how parents might not give a full history. Not on purpose, but they might be rushed and just say, no, because it's like three pages of questions. These sports physicals, actually, it's multiple pages of questions. So sometimes I can tell when they just draw a line through it. I go, did you read each and every question? Read each and every question. And then the doctor or the medical provider should review each and every question. I know you said you don't have chest pain or dizziness or fainting, but when you exercise, does that happen? Well, if the sport physical is done in the summer and that child isn't active until January, they might not remember. They might say, no, I'm good. And so they have to be, the physician has to be pretty thorough, and the family needs to really stop and think, has there ever been any issues? Has there been issues in the family? I have said from the very beginning, whenever something like this happens, that I think we should be ultrasounding everybody's hearts. And I know people are like, oh, that's so expensive, the benefits versus the risks outweigh the benefits. I think an echocardiogram is not that risky. If you're going to have a student athlete, why not? This is rare, but there are rare anomalies that can be, I mean, it would be great if at birth, everybody gets a quick ultrasound just to see how the heart looks. Now, I understand that could be costly, even though an ultrasound, the machines are costly, but to do an ultrasound is not invasive. You don't have to necessarily, you know, cut into the body or anything like that. You just put it on and see, it's limited. It could still miss some things. But if we are worried about structural abnormalities or anomalies, we could do an echocardiogram. How else can we pick up an anomaly such as this with the coronary arteries? You could do a stress test. You could do angiography. But in terms of screening, we do the initial exam. We listen to the heart. But, you know, we ask the parents questions. But maybe there's more we could do. And from the beginning, I have said, I really think we should do an EKG or we should do an echocardiogram and look at the heart a little bit more thoroughly. Because every now and then, I think years ago, we had a little kid on the Little League field stretching and collapsed and was in heart and died of cardiac arrest. What was going on? An EKG could pick up on abnormal rhythms. The echocardiogram, and again, doesn't hurt the body. EKG are just stickers that pick up the electrical signal. Echocardiogram is an ultrasound. Picks up on structural abnormalities. If you have an athlete that it does very high impact, and you could do a stress test. You know, when people ask if Damari Hamlin, the safety Bills star that collapsed last Monday, if he had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, the NFL really screens their players. I am sure that those players get very thorough cardiac exams. So that doesn't happen, which is why I think there was another event that threw him into an abnormal rhythm, like in a commotio cordis, blow to the chest. But, you know, with these children having these anomalies, sometimes they won't all be picked up. I know there's a big push to do massive sports physicals in the gym. And everybody's noisy and all that, and doctors are like, we need a quiet, I got to listen to murmurs. You know, if at all you have any doubt that your child's heart can be okay, talk to the doctor, make sure, you know, talk to their pediatrician, make sure you also don't rush. I cannot believe how rude some parents were when I would open up on a Saturday for sports physicals. I've been waiting 30 minutes. And I'm like, do you want me to examine these kids correctly or do you want me to rush it? But I'm not saying that's what happened in terms of, you know, this current case, but these are some things we have to think about in case some things are getting missed. But as I said, many times these will not have any symptoms. 1-877-DOC-LA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The roar of the waves crashing ashore in Santa Cruz on California's central coast. About 90% of everyone in the Golden State is under a flood watch as rainfall totals hit as much as 2 feet over the past 2 days. Evacuation orders are up all over the state. Several major roads have been closed. One person's confirmed dead because of this latest storm. Forecasters say the rain will end today, then another big atmospheric river will come ashore this weekend. House Republicans say their very first bill is about empowering taxpayers. On a party-line vote, the House voted to rescind a lot of the new funding dedicated to the Internal Revenue Service. A new survey from the website Bankrate shows nearly half of credit card holders around the USA carry debt from month to month. Bankrate says that is 7% more than in the last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as we are trying to fight one of the most common neurodegenerative conditions, Alzheimer's, we are encouraging pharmaceutical companies to get their move on. And in order for a pharmaceutical company to put the time and money into these drugs, which are going to be pretty expensive, we need FDA to approve it. Well, it sounds like the FDA has accelerated approval for Leqembi, an Alzheimer's drug, despite it still having risks. And it is showing that this medication will show, will slow down the decline in memory that can happen with Alzheimer's. And the FDA has approved it for patients with Alzheimer's, especially those with mild or early stage disease. The clinical trials show that the drug slows cognitive decline. However, it does also carry the risk of brain swelling and bleeding. According to Dr. Billy Dunn, director of the Office of Neuroscience at the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation Research, Alzheimer's disease immeasurably incapacitates the lives of those who suffer from it and has devastating effects on their loved ones. This treatment option is the latest therapy to target and affect the underlying disease process of Alzheimer's instead of only treating the diseases. So how much does the drug cost? Well, Japan's Eisai and U.S. partner Biogen has partnered together, and Eisai is priced the drug at $26,500 annually per patient. It's not easy. It's going to be expensive. Leqembi was developed by Japan's Eisai and partner Biogen. The executives have said they've already spent months discussing the drug's data with Medicare officials. Coverage isn't expected by Medicare until the FDA can approve it. We believe the FDA may approve it later this year, but it's going to be an accelerated pathway. This is a shortcut that allows drugs to be launched based on early results. This pathway, though, continually comes under criticism. Things were fast-tracked for the vaccines, the COVID vaccines, and fast-track happens when we have conditions that are so rampant, that are taking people by the day, that a long, drawn-out, bureaucratic FDA process is not favorable in terms of people's and lives lost, which is why they accelerated COVID vaccine, etc. On the flip side, a fast track is not very popular because sometimes when the drugs are rolled out too soon, we might then end up seeing, like we saw with the COVID vaccine, people collapsing, anaphylaxis, blood clots. And some people say, can we just wait until we know exactly what's going on, especially if these people have mild? So 13% of patients in the study had swelling of the brain. 17% had small brain bleeds. Now, these are side effects that we've seen with earlier amyloid-targeting medications. Again, the amyloid buildup in the brain is what we believe to be the main culprit. There's protein buildup in the brain causing these neurofibrillary triangles and then scar tissue and lack of communication between brain cells or miscommunication or inability to communicate. And so it's a medicine that has to work on the brain. Of course, there's going to be risks. They say in most cases, the side effects did not cause symptoms. Now, some of the symptoms of swelling of the brain could be pain, horrible headaches, blurred vision, other abnormalities, neurological abnormalities, dizziness, vision. For other people, they might not notice it. They said several Leqembi users died while taking the drug. Two who were on blood-thinning medications. Eisai has said the deaths can't be attributed to the drug. The FDA label warns doctors use caution if they prescribe this medication to people on blood thinners. So we have 6.5 million Americans aged 65 or older living with dementia, according to Alzheimer's and Fox News, or the Alzheimer's Association and Fox News. So what do we do? I mean, this is tricky. Many of you with COVID have been asking, do I even get the vaccine? Do I take the risk? And that's a personal choice. Nobody should mandate it and nobody should force you, but this is a choice between you and your doctor and the family. There's risk with chemotherapy drugs. There's risks with blood pressure drugs. There's risks with these over-the-counter anti-inflammatories. Remember there was a child years ago over Thanksgiving vacation had a virus. The mom had given her Motrin for the fever, just like what millions of other parents do every day. The child ends up getting a Stevens-Johnson's reaction, a very inflamed reaction that starts to remove her skin. She ended up being hospitalized and undergoing skin grafts and all that, all because she took an over-the-counter medication. And so I've taken Motrin. I've given Motrin to my kids. Thank God they've been okay. But rare side effects can happen. And it is a very tough decision to make. My father died prematurely, as far as I'm concerned, because he didn't want to take a cholesterol medication. It's going to hurt my liver. And I'm like, it's going to hurt your liver. You know, who cares about your liver? You'll have the most beautiful liver in the graveyard. Take something because you could be at risk for heart disease. He wouldn't take it. Ended up dying of a heart attack at the age of 62. But again, personal choice. He didn't want to take medication. And I'm sure he might have now changed his mind. But people, it is, and you know, people aren't crazy for having that attitude. It's against our instinct to put something artificial into our bodies. When a mom is nervous about vaccines, she's not crazy. That's actually instinctive. She's like, you want me to bring my healthy baby into a doctor's office and have multiple shots injected into him? Even though I'm a fan of our vaccine program, and I got my kids vaccinated, I've been vaccinated, and I want our kids protected from tetanus and meningitis and pneumonia and all the other things that we have now, MMR, there, it is a little counterintuitive for people to think, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to walk in there and do something to my body. I get it. I get that. So now we have Alzheimer's. And this is a disease that is progressive. And it is a disease that many of us don't want. Do we take the risk? And, you know, for some of us, we don't have to think about that now. But for others, some of our other family members, they're having some active changes. That, it makes you concerned. So, you know, let's see what happens. We'll know more as this drug gets approved, gets rolled out. I understand why there's an accelerated process. I just would, I want to make sure there's a little bit more transparency. I want to make sure that if there are side effects reported, people don't just hush it up, such as what happened with the vaccines. I think we really need transparency. We need honesty. Patients need to be able to trust that if there was a side effect, they would find out about it. Many of you had asked about Ashari Hughes and if the teenager who died playing flag football, if she had the COVID vaccine. We don't have that information. Even though the COVID vaccine has been linked to myocarditis, which could cause cardiac arrest, so has COVID. And the coroner did find the anomaly with her coronary artery. But people want to know. Diamond, if Diamond and Silk just died unexpectedly in her 50s. People want to know, was it related to something? You know, people want to educate themselves. That's okay. It's okay to ask. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're asking about the vaccine. They should ask about the vaccine. The vaccine might not have played a role, but it's okay to ask. So with this Alzheimer's drug, you know, I hope it works. I mean, it sounds like it has some good data, but yes, there is going to be side effects with anything. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, although many of us might not be fans about hearing about New Year's resolutions, we are fans about when it comes to improving ourselves. And we think we know how to improve ourselves. We're like, well, I'll eat better, I'll read more, I'll listen to more advice, and then they don't do it by January 2nd. Well, I'm very excited about our next guest because he has something that you all should read. He is Joe Hart, President and CEO at Dale Carnegie Training, the most experienced training organization in the world, to talk to us about how to take command, find our inner strength, build enduring relationships, and live the life you want. Joe Hart, thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited to have you.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. Nice to be with you. Thank you.
Wow. Well, thank you for all you do, because it really does take this, you know, this look at what we are doing and what we need to do to improve ourselves. Talk to us about what you do.
So I have the honor of leading Dale Carnegie Training. We're a 110-year-old global training company. We've got 200 operations in just over 80 countries. And, you know, we help people really unlock greatness, whether that's the Dale Carnegie course, which helps with things like self-confidence, leadership, communication, and stress and worry, or high-impact presentations, helping people present effectively, sales, leadership training, other kinds of things as well. But, you know, this is something that was founded by Dale Carnegie and has had an impact on millions and millions of people around the world over that period of time.
And you've helped many as well with all your work. You're a podcaster. You have your podcast, Take Command, a Dale Carnegie podcast. So talk to us. What sort of tips do you have for our listeners?
Yeah, so especially going back to what you said, which is so true, Dr. Dahlia, that a lot of people right now, it's 10 days into January, and they're disappointed. Their New Year's resolutions are out the window. Take Command, it's about that, but it's about so much more. It's about how do you take command of your thoughts and your emotions, right? So what are the things that bring us down or hold us back or limit us in terms of things that are in our minds or the way that we're feeling? And how do we flip those? Because we know that two people can be in the exact same spot, and one person is just strong and resilient and confident, and the other person is not. So this is a book that's about helping people with that, taking command of relationships, whether it's at work or in our careers or our interpersonal lives or our families, and then also taking command of our future. You know, which is, what's the life you want? What are the things that are really important to you? If you get to the end of your life that you don't want to have regrets and you want to be just, you know, really grateful for all that you've had, you know, what does that look like? This is a book that's really a roadmap built on Dale Carnegie's proven principles to help people do that.
And, you know, Joe, I'm excited that you do this because from a psychological standpoint, I have patients, I'm a family doctor, but that, you know, struggle with alcohol and dry January, or struggle with their weight loss, or struggle with their relationship, or struggle with their finances. And they think they don't have control. And finding, being able to walk that person through how you do have control really helps them from a psychological standpoint, helps them overcome anxiety, helps them overcome depression. And that is the root of a lot of our psychological therapy and treatment, is to show that you aren't helpless, that, and it's okay to feel that way, but that there is some control. How do you help people find that?
Yeah, you're completely right. I mean, so much of this comes down to our beliefs. And, you know, there's a famous quote, which is, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. You know, but part of what we're working with people on in the first part of this book is, you know, first, are you pay attention to your thoughts? How often do we think about what we think? And often, right, someone will say something, we'll just immediately jump to conclusions and so forth, or we'll think, I can't do this, I can't. But when we start to flip our thoughts and to reframe things, and there's a whole range of strategies that we talk about in the book to help people, they can develop, and it's exactly what you said, it's confidence. How do you start to build that confidence and that courage and that resilience so you can handle really whatever life throws at you?
We're talking to Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie Training, and his book, Take Command, Find Your Inner Strength, Build Enduring Relationships, and Live the Life You Want. What are you noticing most people have the most trouble with?
You know, it depends on kind of what the situation is. You know, certainly in a work environment, I think a lot of people are still struggling with, and even coming out of the pandemic, this feeling of isolation and connectedness. And, you know, we've all gotten very comfortable in many ways, you know, being home. And especially young people are comfortable behind a screen, you know, but we need to interact with people, and sometimes that could be scary or hard, or we may just not feel like it. So, you know, getting people to start coming out of their shells and kind of building their level of confidence, and so much of our lives comes down to the quality of the relationships that we have, but we're not going to have good relationships if we don't know how and if we're not willing to do that. So that's still a major issue for people.
Also, it takes an awareness of where that psyche came from, because, you know, when I wanted to go to medical school, I was told by my own mom, not going to happen, you're not going to make it, you're going to fail. When I wanted to go into radio, people said, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're going to cause your producers to fall asleep. I did cause my producers to fall asleep, but I made it. And so sometimes we have to look back as to where this lack of confidence came from. Was it a toxic relationship? Was it a childhood memory? And to heck with them. You know, why are that? That's what empowers me when I'm told, well, I can't do it. You're not going to be able to be successful. Who told me that? Well, it's because a teacher said that when I was younger. To heck with that teacher. That teacher's no longer around. Why am I letting a false statement change my trajectory?
Yeah, and you're a great example of that when you talk about, you know, your whole life could have gone in a completely different direction if you had listened to those false voices, if you had listened to those people who said you can't do it. You wouldn't have gone to medical school. You wouldn't have a radio show, but this is the difference. The things that we think and whether we do or don't have confidence in, whether we do or not don't try, and how we see failure in many times, you know, is failure that we set out to do something and we didn't achieve it? Is that failure? Or what if you learn something? What if you keep on moving forward? So, I mean, that's what we're trying to do with the whole Dale Carnegie, you know, programs that we have, and with Take Command is how do you help people begin to see that greatness that they have? How do you get them to start to take the action? And our hope is, whether it's with Take Command or Dale Carnegie programs, that when people do those things, it's going to help them live a fuller life.
How can people find the book?
So the book is available. It actually came out today. It's Woo-hoo. Available if they go into Barnes & Noble or they go to, yeah, thank you. We're pretty excited. It's on Amazon. They can get it in a Kindle version, Audible version, or a hardcover, but major booksellers such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and others.
That is fantastic. Anything else you'd like to leave my listeners with?
Yeah, I mean, so we also have a lot of free resources on DaleCarnegie.com. There are Dale Carnegie programs that people can take either online or in person, but these programs are really about, they could be, for me, Dr. Dahlia, they were a game changer. You know, my entire life changed after I took a Dale Carnegie course, and I left the practice of law, started a business, and it's been great for my marriage, leadership, friendship, everything. So,
great gift,
I encourage people
too.
To consider that.
Absolutely. Great gift. For those
Absolutely.
Of you that forgot some people, you know, with Christmas, great gift to get them a get them a class. Joe Hart, thank you so much. Can't wait to find your book on Amazon and Kindle. And we really do appreciate you taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you. It's been great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. All right, guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I urge you all to, if there is something that's holding you back, figure out why. And if it turns out it was just some idiot in your life that said, no, wouldn't ever happen, you can't do it, people are wrong. Trust your gut. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.